Alan, a bit unfortunate to lose 3-0 at Brackley.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those games, one of those fixtures where you look at what they've done at home over the last year. I think the gaffer said over they've got the best defensive form, the best home record in the last calendar year. So to come down here is always going to be tough. And to be honest, getting beat isn't the thing that's upset me the most. It's the fact that it's 3-0 when it was a lot closer than that. I thought we controlled the game for big sort of portions of the game. We dictated the tempo. We played some great stuff. We got into some good opportunities. We had a couple of good chances. We kept trying to play the right way, but we shot ourselves in the foot. We were 1-0, we're in the game, and it's all to play for. First goal's disappointing, but we're still in the game. And then we gift them a couple of goals at the end. A little bit of sloppiness, maybe it's a little bit of tiredness, maybe it's just a little bit of disappointment because not much was going our way. But whatever it was, you know, you can't afford to do it because good teams will punish you.
You talk about things not going our way. What about that tackle at 1-0, tackle inverted commas, the last man foul by their centre half on Harvey Saunders?
Well, it's not, sadly, it's not an isolated incident. We're getting these conversation points nearly every week where we've had somebody sent off, somebody not sent off. Tomo last week sent off for 2 yellow cards. We have the referee coming up to us at the end of the game and apologising for the first yellow card, saying he wishes he could go back and take it back because it was the wrong decision, he was hasty. Well, that doesn't help us because he's been sent off. And the second yellow card was soft as well, to be fair. And then we've got a referee today who, you know, he had the best view. Everyone's seen it. All the fans, all the players, the other officials, the other management. We can all see it. We all know it is a red card, straight red card for what happened. The lad's brought down our player. He's through on goal, and he's deliberately brought him down. He's sort of put his body across him to get in his way. The referee knows what he's got to do, yet decides he's not going to do it. And at 1-0 down, away from home at Brackley, we're doing really well. That could have been a really big moment in the game. Well, it was a really big moment in the game. So why he didn't give it, we haven't got a clue. He tried to explain to a couple of lads, but got himself all in a bit of a flutter and, you know, lost his cool and apparently didn't conduct himself in the best of ways. But what we're just disappointed with the fact that there doesn't seem to be any consistency and any sort of consensus between referees about what's a sending off, what's a not sending off, what's a yellow card, what isn't. Very inconsistent, and it's frustrating because it's costing us.
But never mind, it might have ended the 5-game unbeaten run, but come away from Brackley in good heart. It was a good performance. On another day, one or two of those headers from David Sayers, Terry Galbraith could have gone in. One or two of those efforts the start of the second half could have gone in when it was still 1-0.
Well, like I say, the frustrating thing about today's game isn't so much that we got beat, it's that we got beat 3-0. A lot of people will look at that, they'll read the report, they'll see the 3-0 on the whatever app they've got on their phone, and they'll say, oh, Brackley obviously battered them, Darlington, you know, not playing very well again, back to letting goals. But anyone who's there watching the game, surely for me, has to recognise that we controlled the game. We played really well. We created a lot of good chances. We played some lovely football. Phil Turnbull, that's the best I've seen Phil since we've got here. He was class today. He was the Phil Turnbull that we all know. Controlled the tempo of the game, dictated the passing, switched the ball. Never looked as if he was in a rush. I thought Terry Galbraith was even though he missed the penalty, but that's a different discussion. It was different class again. He's getting better and better at centre half. Pezzi, again, I thought it was an excellent game. You know, just solid, reliable. His distribution was different class. The way he threw the ball out. I mean, we played some good stuff and we looked a threat. Mills and Ben O'Hanlon had a great little connection down the left hand side in the first half that was causing havoc, and that's Millsy when he's not trained for 3 or 4 weeks. Obviously we're missing a couple of big players as well, so you think you factor in those into the whole game, and yeah, you're right, we have got a lot of positives and a lot of real positives to focus on, and we shouldn't let it affect us. We're not going to let it affect us. We push on to the next game.